Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk about donations, especially vehicle donations. Why do you think they might be down? Well, how are charitable contributions of vehicles affected by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act? Do we know what the results are yet? Actually, we don't have those statistics yet because the first tax return year that would be affected is 2018, and the IRS hasn't published those statistics for that year yet, so even Charity Navigator still doesn't have that data. But odds are all donations are probably down, not just vehicles. Why? Well, the average person no longer is able to itemize because the standard deduction is over $12,000 for individuals and over $24,000 for couples. The average person no longer needs to build up tax-deductible expenses. However, people who do want to continue their current program of donations can continue to do so, and they should. It's not about the tax deduction. You may have heard that people who can't get a tax benefit from their donations in the current year can carry the donations forward for the next 5 years. And that's true, but it only works if you itemize. So if you don't itemize, you can't carry your donations forward. People who do itemize but don't get any benefit from their charitable contributions are allowed to carry them forward for 5 years, and that gives them time to structure their income and deductions so they can actually benefit from those donations in the third to fifth year. Another strategy is to gift the money to a trusted friend or family member who can use the charitable contribution deductions. They can make the donation in your honor. You get to keep your social standing in your religious organization or your charity, and they get the tax deduction. Now let's talk about donating vehicles. The rules for donating vehicles to charities are complicated and difficult to deal with for the average person if the donation is worth more than $500. Often, the net benefit isn't worth the trouble. If you really want the organization to get a benefit from your car, just sell it and give the charity your money. There's no taxable income to you from selling your personal vehicle. There might be if it's a business vehicle. For donations, here are the main rules and the drawbacks. First, the vehicle has to be in good condition, and people usually only donate their cars when they're in such bad shape that the car can't be sold on their own, or when the car is in good shape, it's usually an inherited vehicle from a recently deceased relative or friend. Now, those vehicles might actually generate some worthwhile deductions. But if the vehicle is worth more than $500, you need to get the Form 1098 from the charity that defines what they did with the car. And here are links to the form and the instructions. If they're keeping it, then they can give you the form pretty quickly. But if they're donating it or auctioning it or selling it, you have to wait for them to dispose of the car to get the value, which often comes after the tax return is due. That has happened to many of my clients. Or, if you give it to one of those cash for cars charities that provide incentives like trips to Las Vegas, you have to deduct the value of the goodies you receive from your donation. So let's say your $750 vehicle donation might be reduced by $100 for the trip to Las Vegas, which is usually just a timeshare sales pitch anyway and doesn't have any real value. It's much faster, cheaper, and easier to dispose of it yourself. Or you can trade the car in, which is the least amount of trouble, because you never have to deal with an unhappy buyer. Here's another option. If you're in California, maybe your state has a similar program. If the car doesn't pass smog, you can take it to a designated disposal site and get $1,000 or $1,500 if you're a low-income taxpayer directly from the state of California. They give it to you right on the spot. I did that with my 25-year-old car. Incidentally, if your car doesn't pass the smog check, the state of California might be able to give you $500 to get it repaired if you're sufficiently low income. Again, check to see if your state has a similar program. Essentially, though, for the average person, there is little or no value in donating your car to a charity. The best tax breaks for vehicle donations will go to those people with expensive cars and collector's items. In that case, not only might you end up with a terrific deduction, but you won't have to report the sale of an appreciated asset. And after all, those gorgeous classic cars usually have gone up in value over time, haven't they?